This is Hitchhiking Off the Map. And you have arrived at the last of three shows devoted to a fantasy journey. How does a person who's never taken any risks, really personal risks, take the first little step that changes their whole world?
And what if you wake out of a dream and discover that it's not a dream?
If you've missed the earlier episodes, we'll tell you how you can hear them. And if you're worried that you might not be able to follow the story coming in on it so late, well, but how well do you understand your own life? You got in on that right from the start.
There will be a plot summary.
Yes, and a website. This is Tap Dancer.
County regrets the inconvenience. Plumbing blew up in the men's room, so now we're here. Counsel for the defense, present your case.
Sure. Jury trial in a furnace room. Very kinky.
Got anything to drink?
Charlie.
Anyway, hi, I'm Charlie, your friendly undertaker. Or actually,
no, this is kind of a new trip for me, but you gets on the train that's in the station, I says.
Kenneth, please accept the concept that this is real.
Charlie.
This is a test. No, I read this in a wall. Your life is a test. It's only a test. I didn't make that up. I quoted. There's a lot of humorous people loose out there.
Charlie.
Now, that kind of square, conformist-looking guy there looks like he's just sitting there shaking, whereas he is, in actual fact, a tap dancer.
The Independent Eye presents Tap Dancer, a dramatic misadventure in six episodes. Episode 5, What is Freedom?
I'd started to depend on my diary to convince me that yesterday really happened. My investment career was on hold while I stood trial for defacing a billboard and major felonies, which were the printout from a computer game. My love affair was on hold. Lillian was working hard to be stalwart while fielding calls from her other close friend in Des Moines. My faith in reality was definitely on hold.
Kenneth?
And I made a crazy decision. I could have received the very best legal counsel provided by my employer in return for an agreement to end my amateur tap dance career. Not really career, more something like a wart that you come to know and love. But instead, I chose to be represented by my friend Charlie.
Here we go, whoop-de-loo!
Whose head seemed to fit the ambience.
Prop up the judge. Carry on.
The judge had been hit by a truck, but he was on life support. The bailiff was happy to translate.
The judge orders the jury to stand at attention. Counsel, proceed.
Studs and studresses of the jury.
Hold it. We have to have a commercial.
What?
Who do you think pays for this? The taxpayers don't want crooks. They want people shot. So why should they pay for trials? Okay. Come on down to Morton's for our annual store-wide clearance. All furniture 50% off. Balloons for the kids. Proceed.
Kenny the Leonard to the stand, because who should know better than he?
Kenneth.
I love you.
There's room in the garbage can. Hi there.
Hi.
Simple yes or no.
See, what I'm looking for here... God, I love you, man. Right, sure, you don't want headlines. Okay, because that's not you. But I never done this before. I know what I'm saying. I'm saying what I'm asking my friend here is, Kenneth, Ken, which third baseman led the majors and accumulated career parking tickets? Gotcha.
Charlie.
Would counsel proceed?
See, no. Hey, yes and no is dichotomy, black and white. I'm cool and you're a moron, but it's really a unity, right? What they talk about, all is one. He is me. I am he. That stuff. Now, I'm not screwing around here, because, I mean, we're in a furnace room. I mean, this is real. Because they talk about in college, this Aristotelian, it's either is or it isn't. 2 + 2, and all we got is the equal sign sitting there with the lid up. But I'm saying yes embraces no. Frog and toad are friends. Kid's book. Did you ever read that?
Oh, God.
Did I lose you?
Get him out of here.
Proceed!
Like, you wake up, and the day, it's not only going, it's already been. You try to think, and your mind's riddled with microwaves. I mean, we're all baked potatoes, and we just don't know it. And my kids, I don't see my kids. They all had a great first piano lesson, and the second one, they quit, and they're all going to wind up doing their wash in a laundromat. Whole thing with my wife, she looked so tired. You say, you look nice today. She sighs. And she married me for me, and I try to be me, and she says, who the hell are you? So this guy, he starts to tap dance, and this creates a rhythm. Rhythm, right?
Could I say something?
Yes or no?
We're saying unfold yourselves, untangle the string, unzip every critical zipper. My point
is... Your Honor...
My friend the prosecutor, who told me that my example inspired her to expose the absurdity of the American criminal justice system by convicting me, I was supposed to feel honored.
Your Honor?
Shut up! Don't bother the judge! Can't you see he's dying?
My point is, if you think about your life...
I wanted to jump up and go totally nuts. Charlie droned on, and I sat dying. After half an hour, one of the jurors, not realizing this wasn't television, got up to change the channel.
5 minute recess! Shackle the jury! Now listen up!
And I do. I try.
We want to urge everyone who's thinking about financing a new car to talk to the folks down at First Federal. First Federal, the American way to get a bundle.
So how am I doing,
Charlene?
You stink. You really stink. What do you think? You're a new comedy series? You don't have any business up there.
Be honest.
Charlene.
Ken, I want to keep this on a mature level. Please help me do this.
I can't believe those fingers.
You're not helping. You have to have a lawyer. You have to ask Mr. Stipson to step in on this. I'm not a factor.
No, you are.
A factor. I'm taking off. It's better for us both.
Trying to help.
I'm taking off. I've had 3 calls from Des Moines. I think I'm going there.
Lillian.
I'm not helping. I'm really not helping this love story.
You mean a lot to me, Ken.
So I'm out of this as a factor. You don't have to maintain some crazy image for the sake of me.
No,
I don't believe love means being strapped together in the same catastrophe. Love
Ken, hey, I'm just trying to put a human face on
it. So I'm out of this for your own good, for my own good. And I'm getting exactly what I want. Oh. Security, pleasure, and a very quiet life with no surprises till they make that final diagnosis.
I love you both.
Order!
No surprises, no sharp corners, no ambivalence, no spray paint.
You're leaving me for my own good? This does not compute. We finish this and then we sit down and consider the assets and liabilities because the assets far outweigh the liabilities.
The sky is falling, jerk. Get an umbrella.
You're my umbrella.
No, I bruise. I look very bad with bruises. Black and blue are not good colors for me.
Attention!
Will you shut up? You're nuts! You appoint this guy. He's not a lawyer. He's a frazzled... This is totally crazy! You gotta understand, it's totally crazy!
The first time in my life, I totally lost it. The domino theory. One nut triggers 200 million nuts. They dragged me out of the courtroom. They held on to Kenneth. I thought it looked like Charlie was taking off his clothes. Then somebody gave me a shot, and I was one more passive citizen, lost in happy dreams.
I want to ask Council one thing. Why have you taken off your shirt?
I want to stand here naked, as a statement, as one naked human being.
Get rid of this guy!
He's my lawyer.
He's not a lawyer, he's a nut!
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Charlie.
I'm so damn sorry.
Charlie.
I'm sorry.
Prosecutor, you're on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult case. To what extent is actual evidence, the nuts and bolts, vital to conviction? My first answer would be, well, we're in a court of law. But can we settle for easy answers? Don't we need fresh ideas? That in some cases, guilt is not a requirement for conviction. Is that wrong for a free society? Or is that the very thing that makes our society free? What is freedom? I say, and maybe I'm sentimental about this, that's okay. Call me what you want. I say freedom is a lawn in front of your house, a parking place for both your cars, and looking down the highway, there's a McDonald's there and a Burger King, and I can decide if I want the McDonald's or Burger King, and nobody's going to make that choice for me. A school where your kid gets that extra edge over the other kids because you know he deserves it. Freedom is playing the lottery, and nobody says you don't have a chance. You have that chance. You have hope. You have all the hope in the world, a lifetime supply. That's why we're here. You know in your gut there's something very wrong. You just know it. I don't have to tell you. Is this just a trivial case? Computer glitch? You can believe that, or you can choose not to believe it. That's what freedom means. Believe what you want to believe. So, just think a moment about the ozone layer. Think about your health insurance and how long you'll keep it. Those people who can't even speak English and they want your job. People with skin so dark you can't see if they're even there and they want equal rights. Can you deal with equal rights? What happens to that edge that you and your kids, you've worked so hard to deserve, that extra edge? The haves and the have-nots. Are you a have? Maybe today. What about tomorrow? To them that have, it will be given, and from them that have not, it will all be taken away. That's in the Bible, and the Bible means exactly what it says. So listen to your heart. Isn't it time somebody did something, anything? Isn't any action better than doing nothing? Isn't it time for me to think about me, to send a signal to say, this is a new day in the world. Include me in. Then, my friends, you'll vote to convict. 'Cause it'll feel so good. Stop. You idiots. You fell for that. You believe that drivel. Those words don't mean anything. Don't you get it? I'm trying to sound ridiculous. You're supposed to laugh at me. You're supposed to get sick. I'm feeding you garbage. I'm spitting in your face. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Hold it! If you're having trouble with your roofs and drain spouts, call Rife Snyder's Roofs and Drain Spouts for a free estimate. For over 30 years, Rife Snyder's is Roofs and Drain Spouts.
Was that the judge?
Where's the judge?
We want the judge.
Where's the judge?
Check the trash can.
The judge was stuffed in a 30-gallon can. Insane. Since being hit by the truck, he was bleeding profusely, going into convulsions, and the worst thing was, nobody remembered his birthday. He was 6 years old, and his mama gave him a party, and everybody came and had a great time, but he didn't win pin the tail on the donkey. Somebody else did when he should have, because it was his birthday. And they found him under his bed.
Out with the judge!
No, no, hey, that's my judge. Don't take my judge. What? Judge!
Jury, have you reached a verdict?
Well, sir, this doesn't make much sense. We find the defendant not guilty.
Wrong, guess again.
Well, sir...
I'm not sir. You can call me Your Honor. I can be Your Honor. I've done all the work here for 30 years. Now, damn it, I'm gonna be Your Honor. Out with the jury. If you're having trouble with roofs and drain spouts, call Rife Snyder's. We did that one already! All right, hold on. We forgot the defense. Summation. CNN says 2 minutes max. Cue camera two.
Lillian? Lillian? Lillian?
No one here by that name. Make it snappy. Stand him up.
Where? Here?
So, we're almost past time. Hurry up. The sky is falling.
Hi there. How are you doing? Did you take the apartment? The one with the cat hair? Well, you want me to come to the Lonesome Prairie? Oh, so do I, a lot. Well, I think maybe I definitely will. I think. I mean, I know. You want me to? Okay, I will. Except...
Do I stand here? Does the camera get me here?
Hold on. Let me turn off the TV. Or no. No, it's something crazy.
I said how it happened. Okay. I was running my fingers up the ankles. I was just lying away from the whole place. Maybe I did that for sure. The impulse to hurry things up. Come on, guys.
Beth, I told you about Kenneth. I made a clean break. You go through a door which, yes, you yourself said do not enter, entering this Bugs Bunny cartoon. It's not a sex toy. It's a six-second propaganda or another home run hitter. But it's a very clean break. I talk a lot better to either one of you about the other than... Wait.
But there's another side. It's jumping onto a rhythm. You're a kid, you see the stars dancing. They are. If you're out, you can see in a very black sky, you can see the twinkle. Orion, the great bear, the baby bear, in tap shoes. So, by pure accident, I learned to dance. And yes, it was compulsive. I found myself wiggling my toes in the midst of making love, so to speak. I was glad nobody noticed.
I noticed. Okay, maybe it's he needs me and I'm a total jerk for walking out, which I am. I know. Run away from a career, a husband. I ran away from you, now from him. Talk about fluctuation. I am the original junk bond. It's too crazy.
And one day, in public, it hit a kind of chord. So I did the first and only illegal thing I ever did in my life. I thought it was funny, and I figured I'd take the consequence. But I guess, I imagine...
Beth, what the hell am I supposed to do? I don't mean that. I didn't say that. I really miss you. I'm coming on Friday. I am. Definite. Yes. Okay. Bye.
I imagined this fantasy scene where I'd make a speech and we'd open our ears to what's funny, start laughing, and we'd all be clapping, singing. I'd start in dancing. Carnival starts, the cops dance out into the street, and there's this great parade of life and love and the joy of being alive. We're all sweaty and laughing our heads off because it's the first time we really know it's real. I guess that's it. I think we need our little tiny ecstasies.
Hi, Lillian Hubbard. I just called about a ticket to Des Moines. Would you please cancel that?
Order in the court. Well.
Well.
Now let's be fair. You defaced a billboard. I find you guilty of that. And we know the rest is a bunch of crap. Somebody threw that in to make us look nuts. We're not nuts. We're doing a job.
Right.
A very tough job. Thankless. Guilty of vandalism. Third degree misdemeanor. Other charges dismissed.
Wow. Oh. Oh my God. That's it? Is that all? I thought I was gonna... Oh, wow. Terrific. Thank you. Thank you. Do I pay a fine or something?
Rise for a sentence.
Wow.
Now, we have on the statute books here a law, which is A44, Section 2, Number 2 of the County Criminal Code, which states that vandalism, a misdemeanor, is punishable by minimum penalty of $50 fine or 2 days in jail. Now, the thing about this law, by virtue of the fact that our county commissioners are less than geniuses, is that while it specifies a minimum penalty, it specifies no maximum. So it appears to allow whatever maximum sentence is appropriate.
No, I don't think that would be
so quite it's my prerogative, really, as I see it, to sentence you to death by lethal injection. You have an early appointment. They can fit you in tomorrow, 10 a.m.
What?
Plus a tetanus booster.
This is all a joke, right?
Good way to look at it.
Appeal. How do I appeal?
You won't have time. Tell you what. Forget the appeal. Just die. People are sick of dragging this stuff through the courts, and who pays for it? The taxpayer.
Wait.
The judge, all the cops, refreshments, cameramen, the
wait.
Makeup people, insurance, the jury, we have to pay a union scale.
Wait, you're telling me they're actors?
Who isn't? What century do you think this is? Stiporama has bought the movie rights. You're a good role. They might get Steve Martin.
I'm not a movie. I don't want Steve Martin.
Should have thought of that sooner.
Wait, who? Who bought the movie rights?
You got it, Ken. Mr. Stimson here. You know, we have a big stake in you. Movie, miniseries, novelization, t-shirts, action figures, cookbook. Have to diversify these days. The brokerage, I mean, that's where my heart is. But competition means expansion. It's not the family farm anymore, Ken. Stimson Broadcasting. Stimson Consolidated. Universal Stip Style. Stipco. Stiptech. Stipomatic. Stiptel. The sky's falling, Ken, and the guy who survives is the guy who has lots of umbrellas. So we wish you luck. I know you want to pursue other interests. And if you are, for any reason, trying to carry a flag, give us a call. We've copyrighted the flags. Both sides.
I'm ready to wake up any time now. It's time I'd better wake up. I keep dreaming. I'm a tap dancer.
Kenneth's machine, hello. You missed your lesson. Yes, I know you're sentenced to death. That's no excuse. We're all going to die. I have a very close friend, quite young. No talents, but a beautiful smile. There should be jobs for people with beautiful smiles, walking around offices where you never see a friendly face. But he still smiles, Kenneth, at rare moments. But he does. So I hope you're still practicing. And if you're not, at least keep drumming your fingers. We can't let the rhythm die, Kenneth. There are so few of us left.
You were listening to Tap Dancer. Stay tuned for the final episode, Still Dancing. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.